Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let us go to the Western Hotline. On the sports docket this morning is round one of the PGA Championship in Oklahoma, and that means we get to talk to our good friend and member of the Tee to Green show. That'd be Brian Koziel. Good morning, Mr. Koziel. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning.
So, lot, you know, I have like 80 million things to get to. We won't get them all in. But in your opinion, is there one dominant storyline in your head going into round one today?
Ooh, good question.
That's why I get the big money, Brian.
Yeah. You know what? Normally, you know, in years past, it's always either been about Tiger or Phil or both.
Yeah.
In some sense, they both have headlines coming into the week. Tiger coming back to play again. Sounds like he's stronger. Sounds like maybe he's giving himself more of a chance to be competitive with the fact that he thought not only is he 6 weeks stronger on the leg, but the fact that he thinks maybe this course is a little easier to walk than Augusta National. And the last time the PGA Championship was here in 07, won, so I'm sure he's got some good vibes being around there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Mickelson, the defending champion, not there to defend. And I know you had that interview with Bob Herrick yesterday, very interesting, and you know, thoughts on all the reasons why Mickelson's not there. There's definitely a few on the list, but for the defending champion not to be there is kind of weird. And I remember I was talking with Tim Fries about this, the PGA pro and owner over at Glen Oak. He was telling me, because Tim's very high up, he's like, you know, one of the Northeast chairs or whatever of the PGA of America who, you know, runs this event. And Tim was saying that they had some issues too about that initially all the marketing for this event has Mickelson plastered all over it. You know, they have banners and programs and all these things, because of course he's the defending champ, you know, him holding the trophy and all these sort of things, and that the PGA kind of had to do a scramble there as it got closer. I mean, these things are ordered much in advance. So to think about when you're at an event like that with all the PR marketing side that goes into it, and trying to, how do we promote Mickelson when he's not there? And right now it's not maybe the best person to promote.
Yeah, I think they're very happy things are, you know, he's not, if he shows up, you know what all the questions are going to be about. The story won't go away because he's just going to get asked about it all the time. Hey, Brian, one of the featured groups this morning certainly is Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth. They're going to tee off at 9-11. Let me go through these guys individually. Tiger started out okay at the Masters, and then it really kind of went south the last couple rounds. You know, I'm sure that he, you know, the leg was bothering him and all that. How realistic is it for him to, I won't even say win the PGA Championship, to be in contention by Sunday?
I would say still maybe too early to say that he would be in contention. Do I think he can make the cut again? I do. And you know what? I hate to ever count him out, because every time we think maybe he's done, he comes back with something miraculous. So including even making the cut at Augusta National. Pretty amazing how he was doing that. You could see each day how the walk was getting to him, and you know, the lack of rest time in between each round. Now he's had six more weeks to get himself strong. He still says hitting the golf ball is not the issue anymore. He says that part, the guy can hit golf shots all day. He said it's the walking in between. So, you know what? I think Tiger will perform better than he did at the Masters in terms of the consistency. I think we'll see four better rounds out of him, but to expect him to win in a field that essentially has the entire top 100, like, I think that's still a tall task because he's played one competitive tournament in essentially 2 years. So I still think that's a really tall ask, even for the maybe the best golfer of all time.
Jordan Spieth going for a career slam. What are his chances to win?
I think as good as anybody. He's playing really, really well. Finished solo second last week at the AT&T Byron Nelson event. So I think he's playing well. In his previous start before that, he won. So I think Spieth is playing as good as anybody on tour right now. When Spieth has gotten himself into trouble, it's been lack of consistency off the tee. He's been a little better with that lately. Also, Southern Hills has wider fairways than maybe what you'd see at other traditional majors venues. So I think maybe he'll get a little bailout there too, even if he is a little erratic off the tee. And when he's playing great, it's his short game that's as good as anybody in the world. And this course is going to test that. I think the best short game player is going to win this week. So I think I put Spieth right up there with all of the favorites as having a great chance to win.
Okay, so let's get to McIlroy now. He's playing well right now. Got better as the Masters went on, but I didn't realize this. I saw a note on him, Brian. His last major win was 8 years ago. So what are Rory's chances this weekend?
Well, I think we'll have the answer at the end of today.
If he doesn't shoot himself out in round one?
So since his last major win, in round one of majors, he's, I believe I saw, 35 over. Mm. And then in rounds 2, 3, 4, he's 68 under. I mean, that is a massive swing. That's almost over 100 stroke swing in terms of how he performs in round one versus 2, 3, 4. So if he doesn't shoot himself on the foot today and you see himself near the top of the leaderboard today, then I think you could say McIlroy is right in it with a chance to win because he has performed great in rounds 2, 3, 4. I mean, he almost had that miracle comeback at the Masters there when he played so well, had that chip in on 18. You know, Scheffler obviously was just too consistent down the stretch to give him a real chance. But Rory has killed himself in round one in the majors basically for the last half dozen years. So today's the day maybe we'll get the answer on Rory.
Do you have a best bet? If we're talking now guys who could be a first-time major winner, do you have a best bet or best bets of players to bring up?
Ooh, good one. So probably the best player right now, I would say, that doesn't have a major, I would throw two names there. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele. Schauffele played very well. His last round was a 61 last week when he played on Sunday. Those two guys have been close in majors. Schauffele's been closer. Cantlay hasn't been as great in majors as of late, even though last year he did so well at the end of the year in the playoffs. Down the board a little, if you're looking to maybe get a lesser name that hasn't won a major yet, Joaquin Niemann, a player who's, I think, had a really good last month of the season, could be a guy to keep an eye on. Max Homa has been playing pretty good. Sam Burns is playing pretty good. I mean, these are, again, guys way down the board that if people are looking to throw, like, you know, hey, we just saw the second biggest long shot ever at the Kentucky Derby, right?
Right.
You know, if you're looking for a long shot, maybe those are some of the names. Corey Connors, the Canadian, is having a really, really good season. Wouldn't surprise me to maybe see him have a chance to get his first major this week.
So Scottie Scheffler is the betting favorite. Would you go with the betting favorite to win?
It's hard to not talk yourself into it. I mean, four wins. He played in a team event in New Orleans about a month ago, but if you take him playing his own ball individually, he's won four of his last six. I mean, that's like Tiger-esque stats-wise on the PGA Tour. Like, that's insane to do that in front of these fields that are just so deep and so strong. So I got to think that you'd have to say that he's got a chance to win it. I think if he won, I wouldn't be surprised. 2 weeks ago, he played a practice round here, shot a 64, and in his bio, it says every player in the PGA Tour media guide has a little bio page about what all their things are all about. When listed under favorite course, he listed this week's course, Southern Hills Country Club. So he obviously loves playing here, too.
All right, Tee to Green coming up. You got a lot to cover, so why don't you get a plug in for Saturday's show?
Yep, we will be obviously talking a lot about the PGA Championship. We are going to be at Niagara Frontier Golf Club up in Youngstown. Really, really great course. And if the folks at Niagara Frontier are very kind this week, if you follow us on Twitter at T2G Buffalo, Howard, we are giving away golf every day to nice. Niagara Frontier, each round of the PGA Championship. So a little plug there. Make sure you follow us at T2G Buffalo for the information there. We're going to be giving away some golf today during the PGA Championship.
Are we giving away a round of golf with Brian Koziel?
Ooh, that, I don't know. Howard, we used to, remember, are we still doing the GR tournament with the bidding?
Oh, God, I hope not. Again. I really hope not, because that...
We got to get you back going again.
No, okay, you know what?
The last time you played?
I can't. I had
your
shoulders.
Shoulder,
yeah,
right,
no.
Shoulder.
Oh, geez. Oh, that's, you know, that's too bad. I really wanted to play. Gosh, darn it. Oh, golly. But yeah, my shoulder. I can't play. Sorry.
Well, we'll have you drive the golf cart around. I know you can handle that.
Actually, I used to let somebody else drive the golf cart when I was in my foursome. I think it was Ryan. I used to play with the guys at Batavia Downs, so I let Ryan Hasenauer operate the cart. I do absolutely nothing on the course, on with my game or anything else around it. So,
have you ever announced a golfing event? I say you could do that.
I didn't announce it, but when I worked in the Falls at JJL, we used to cover the Porter Cup every year. I'd actually set us up at a table by the 18th green. And I would just do, you know, live reports every half hour or something like that. Hey, you know, what's been going on, what the leaderboard, blah, blah, blah. So not play-by-play, but that was really cool because you get to see all these great young golfers who, some of them, go on to be fantastic pros.
Yeah. You have to work on your whisper voice a little bit.
I did.
Right?
We have Brian Koziel on the 18th green right now. I was looking at about a six-footer. Come on, Brian! So that was always a bad thing when I would cheer. Yeah. Hey, nice to chat with you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.